Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Do you ever watch RT International? They have news.
I go to the website. Right, I don't actually watch the TV feed.
Oh, okay. So you didn't see this. It's worth a watch. It gives a half-hour roundup of the news, and it seems to be much more intelligent than what we have to offer. But there's this lady. Her name is Rachel Marson, and she's a commentator. I believe she lives in France, or she travels back and forth from France to Russia, the United States. She's an American. In other words, she travels internationally. And she's very quick-witted. She made the comment that, well, the problem is that they had a Lithuanian garden party, and here comes Zelensky, and he looks like he's the gardener.
I saw that. Somebody actually did a Photoshop of him holding a mop with a bucket of water at his feet. You know, and Zelensky's saying, I thought this was a costume party.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to sell tactical flashlights on late night TV, you know?
It could be a costume.
That's all it is. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to send $100 in, and I invite, you know, the listeners. I know we hear it all the time, but donate to RBN. And that conversation you had yesterday with that caller, I want to thank you for calling in. It didn't go as far as I want. I really would like to hear a good, long debate, balanced, moderated fairly, but I guess we'll never have that. But this is my thing on the whole topic of the fake news, the flat earth, et cetera. During COVID, we kind of grew suspicious, those of us on the alternative area, or even the Republican right, grew suspicious of science. You know, and became, you know, trust of science means you got to trust Fauci and Moderna, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that's not actually science. So, that's scientism, which is science presented as a religion with a belief system. Science is a process, and anybody can use that process. I mean, scientific method is very straightforward. Reproducibility of results is very straightforward. And, you know, individual scientists are just as corruptible as individual politicians. So, you know, if somebody's saying the science is settled, science is never settled because it's a dynamic process of learning. I mean, we saw an article today where now they're saying the Big Bang actually happened twice as long ago as we used to think because of all the new galaxies that we're seeing in the James Webb Space Telescope. Personally, I don't think the Big Bang actually happened. I think it's another scientific goof, which science does make goofs. Let's be very, very honest about that.
Right, and that's why we have to be able to have conversations and continually revisit what we've learned and add to it, you know what I mean, challenge ourselves. But I think this whole thing has been taken advantage of, that dynamic. And you know, you can go back to even, you know, talking about religion, you know, dinosaur fossils. There's a percentage of people that just will never believe that dinosaur fossils are real. They think they were put there to trick us, you know, and mm-hmm. the fossils in the Smithsonian and other places are just fabrications. But, you know, you can carbon date them, but then, you know, well, we don't believe the carbon dating, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you can't fossil because the organic material has been replaced by rock. There are other methods of dating them, mostly how deep they are in the earth and where they are found relative to the KT boundary.
Okay. The chief librarian of the Library of Alexandria, Rastor Syntyces, did I pronounce that correctly?
You don't mean Hypatia, do you?
Hypatia, well, yeah, okay, that's it. But I did a little research on this, like who first discovered the shape of the earth and its circumference and its distance from the earth to the sun and the sun to the moon. And it was him. And he's just a very bright individual, and he used the shadow method and trigonometry, to discover this now. And then through the ages, you had mariners with sextants. And you know, also, why is it in the northern hemisphere you can only see some of the stars, and in the southern hemisphere you see the other side of the stars? The seasons are easy explained by the Earth rotating with a slight tilt on its axis. Everything that, you know, it can be easily explained as the Earth is a round planet like all the other ones we see with telescopes. But you can't get through to these people because it's almost like it's another religion. These are new religions. You know, it's like viruses don't exist. And, oh, you know what? Look at this. I saw this video of this guy. His arm turned into a magnet with a COVID shot. You know, it's just we're being intellectually stunted, I think, on purpose.
Well, there are some people who are you know, they're literalists regarding the Bible. That's where a lot of this comes from. And also, in the age of the Internet, a lot of this stuff that you're hearing is being deliberately planted to try and make the independent media look like we're a bunch of nuts. And that's where you get all the stuff about fake Apollo landings and chemtrails and, you know, Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot's love child and so forth. By the way, Aristarchus used the curve of the Earth's shadow on the moon during eclipses to estimate that the moon was one-third the size of the Earth, which is actually kind of accurate.
Yeah, what a brilliant individual. Anyhow, well, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, you've got it. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Mike. Before I go to the flat Earth characters in gravity, let's talk about what's really going on in the big news today, Mike. Senator Marsha Blackburn, and I'll go to the other Congressman Buschetti in a minute. Congressman Senator Blackburn today, I don't know if you got to see her speech, Mike, but there's a guy, an illegal alien, she will sign a bill of articles of impeachment against Biden. She will kick his ass out of office if they get a vote on it. I know if they get all 60 senators, they'll get probably 50 of them, 49 of them, maybe 50. Here's we go, Mike. Have you heard about this guy, Carmelo Hurtado Campos? Have you heard about him, Mike? Have you talked about him?
No, I have not.
Okay, Carmelo Hurtado Campos was a soccer coach in Tennessee who was raping these young boys.
Oh, yeah, and he got stabbed in prison.
No, his arraignment's July 25th. He hasn't been even arraigned.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, there are so many of these child molesters out there, I'm having trouble keeping track without a scorecard.
Well, this one blew Marsha Blackburn's mind because she was on Fox News and another station saying this has got to come to an end. That Biden and the Democratic Party are dereliction in duty of the Constitution, allowing all these illegal aliens to porn here, child rapists, the sex trafficking, and everything we were mentioning yesterday with Dan in Washington. Mike, this guy drugged out nine
okay,
boys.
Sorry to interrupt. Are we talking about the guy who was allowed into the general population even though he had a past record of multiple sexual offenses?
No, sir. This guy is a soccer coach. No, this is totally different.
Okay, because there was another story where an illegal immigrant with a known history of prior sexual offenses in his home country was deemed, you know, okay to release into the general population, and he wound up raping a young girl again. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, Mike, there's literally hundreds of these guys illegally in this country raping boys, doing all kinds of stuff. We're not even talking about fentanyl. We're talking about child rapes and all. The gang members alone, I mean, this is off the chart, Mike. This is insanity. And, Mike, I don't know if you've been paying attention. Have you been seeing what's going on in Illinois? I hope Jerry from Chicago calls in. I hope somebody from Massachusetts calls in. These people are all crazy in those states. They want, first off, they're going to give all these illegal aliens a chance to, they can get college and everything in Massachusetts.
No,
and by the way, the landlords now in January in Illinois, they've got to accept the illegal aliens in their apartment buildings, whether they like it or not. Maybe Jerry will tell you something about Fat Pritzker, that fat communist Pritzker, that big fat pretzel. And he's allowing all these illegal aliens to go into suburbs of the state of Illinois and bring all these illegal aliens into these apartment buildings, and you got to accept them? Why aren't they staying in the city of Chicago, Mike? But now, Mike, let's go here. Let's talk about Congressman Buschetti. Have you heard what he's going on with him, Mike? Been talking
no.
about it. Have you? Okay, Congressman Buschetti was on the news just now, Mike, and he was on there yesterday. I forgot to mention to you yesterday. He mentioned that he's got videotapes that he got to see because he's on the House Intelligence Committee were these illegal alien spacecraft that's in possession of the United States and all over the world, Russia and China, are astronomically 10, probably a million years advanced than we are. And Mike, and he's saying
we seem to have gone from illegal immigrants to space aliens. I'm not sure how you got there.
Well, I'm just letting you know, Mike, there's a congressman who said he got to see intelligence tapes that the American public could not handle what he saw on those tapes with his own eyes.
That sounds like another disinformation operation to get us all screaming about space aliens and everything. You know, there was actually a plan at one point to fake an alien invasion of Earth to try and get everybody to unite together under a one-world government. But, you know, I think last I heard it was called off. Maybe they're going to try and reactivate it. They may be that desperate. Yeah. Let me tell you where I'm coming from regarding intelligent life in the universe. I am sure the universe is full of intelligent life and advanced civilizations. I just can't imagine why they would find us to be of any interest whatsoever, because your civilization, your society, evolves right alongside your technology. And so to a race, if they were able to break the speed of light barrier, and I know there's a lot of science fiction that talks about space warps and wormholes and everything, but any spacefaring civilization that could cross between stars, they would look on us as little, you know, barely out of the stage where we have bone spikes through our nose. And I don't think they would be interested in bothering with us, because, you know, it's going to take a lot of energy to slow down and then a lot of energy to reaccelerate. And when you're driving down the highway, do you get out and examine every anthill that you pass? I don't. And
advanced
spacefaring civilization, I really don't think we're going to be of interest.
I agree with you, Mike. But listen, he did say something that's very interesting. He said what he saw in the tape. When they had the military installations, we had the ICBMs. He said that he literally saw the tapes of the alien spacecraft can actually shut every world government's ICBMs down without them even getting a chance to fire a shot off on this off. I don't know if that's true. Maybe he's crazy. I don't know. I just thought I'd throw it out there because this is a congressman coming out of a House Intelligence Committee congressman. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. Now I want to go back.
Congress caught lying. Imagine my shock.
Well, look what they're doing in the White House right now, Mike. They dropped the case with the cocaine. They're not even looking for the person who brought the cocaine in. I mean, come on. Look at Christopher Wray lying his teeth out. You saw the videos on Jesse Waters. This guy's lying his ass off, Mike. Wray should be in handcuffs right now for his filthy lies. And all of them. All Kabbalists. But, Mike, I got to go back to illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is totally wiped out California. California's a destitution, man. The state is indebted. Illinois is not far behind. Maybe Jerry could call in and talk about what's going on in Chicago. The mayor over there scratching his head. He don't know what to do. The mayor over there, that Afro-American New York, he don't know what to do. And, Mike, by the way, do you ever think you spend 5 minutes today or on your next show talking about the zebra killings?
I actually put up a YouTube video about that at whatreallyhappened.com.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. I'll check it. Awesome. All right, great. Well, yeah, you know, Mike, that should be exposed. That should really been exposed for the last 30 years. What was happening with the zebra killings? And Mike, did you see also the nice young hand doctor that got murdered because the guy said that he hit him in the clinic? Were you talking about that? The guy just walked in and shot him dead right in front of the nurse. Mike, that's a hate crime, man. That's a total hate crime. A doctor getting murdered right in front of his nurse. That if that would have been a white guy shooting a black doctor with a black nurse, that would be a hate crime, would it? Would it not?
It would be all over the newspapers.
It'd be everywhere. You wouldn't stop hearing about it on MSLSD and Communist News Network, CNN, Communist News Network, and Clinton News Network. I mean, and Mike, you know, I still, for the life of me, if Donald Trump gets back in the damn White House, I hope he does lock this crazy Hillary up and bring out every filthy thing that she's cost the American taxpayers. $38 million for that Russia nonsense, all because of Hillary Clinton. She should be locked up and thrown the key away. She's worse than the Charles Manson girl that's got out of jail.
I agree with you on that one.
Hillary's been around. Okay, so, yeah, Leslie Van Horton, that's what I was thinking about. It should be Leslie Van Clinton or Hillary Van Clinton. But anyway, Mike, that's all I basically got for today. And I hope a great guy like Marco or Miles, we haven't heard from Miles in a while, and Jim, I love Jim and Sebastian and Sweden. I hope he, Sebastian calls in, gives us a lowdown what's going on in the latest thing in Sweden. We don't hear about what's going on with him. Jim, of course, from New York's great. Miles and Marco helped all these guys call in. There's a lot of other great guys to call in. So, yeah, Mike, that's all I got really for today. And, you know, I just think it's the illegal insanity that we're facing. I Mike, for the life of me, you're a host, and you're the one that has, it seems like you're Mensa. How is Biden, how are these Democrats getting away with not being arrested for their filth? Look at Swalwell, Mike, with Fang Fang, a Chinese communist spy. They never even did nothing to this guy, Swalwell, Eric Swalwell, Mike. This
yep.
guy got away with bloody murder. And, yeah, Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy in her cabinet for 20 years. They found that.
Yep.
You never heard a peep about that. You don't hear nothing from the FBI about all these criminals. I think, I think the FBI definitely stands for female body inspector, Mike. That's all I can say that they stand for. Because that whole institution should be annihilated. They should wipe. If Trump gets back in there, they've got to organize the FBI. They have to make it a new agency. They have to do something. And all other agencies, because this is the same, Mike. And, you know,
yep.
again, you got this. You got these criminals, Fauci, running around. Fauci was the highest paid official in the government, Mike. That lying, conniving little creep, that cretin, was lying his tail off about COVID.
He just bought himself an $18 million home.
This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The country's gone mad, Mike. It's absolutely insane. It's absolutely
insane. Yes, I agree.
The founding fathers are... The founding fathers are rolling in their graves, Mike. I hate to tell you. And not, you know, the other day you mentioned not one Jew was on that. Not one Jew was in signing the Declaration of Independence. Not one. But they want to come and dictate to the American white population how we should be run as a government or our peoples or our Christianity, our faith. No way, man. No way. We need to take back this country the way it was intended to be, and that's enough is enough. The asphalt's not going to be telling the gasoline no more what to do here, Mike. We got to take back this country. And if it comes into a brutal situation, like a Red Dawn type situation, who knows? I don't know how it's going to end, but it's not good. I feel so sorry for these younger generations and the crap they're being taught and the wokeness and all the nonsense and the lies of filth, the decadence and decay. It's just insanity. It's totally insane, Mike, what's happening in the United States. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking my call, Mike. I don't want to rant anymore or rave. I rage. But, I just, you know, I hope, like I said, I hope a great bunch of great callers call in, and let's keep this thing going here. And, Mike, I will buy 100. I'm going to donate to what Bruce said. I'm going to buy $100 worth of Liberty stickers tomorrow. And I'm going to maybe throw some money you guys' way, too. So I'm going to definitely get $100 worth of Liberty stickers, and I think everybody should buy Liberty stickers and pass them out to their buddies, because they have some great quotations, and they have great, you know, sayings and everything on those stickers. I'm sure you know that, Mike. So Liberty stickers is a sponsor of you guys, and I think that's they're great to hand out all the stickers you can hand out. I just walk up to random people. If they say the right thing to me, they get a sticker. That's what I do. So anyway, Mike, thanks for taking the call, and have a great day. And like I said, Mike, Marsha Blackburn, I think finally we got some more. I think in Congress, Mike, we got more women that got cojones than the men, honest to God. I think the women outshine the men in our Congress and our Senate, because a lot of these men, they're cowardice, Mike. They're cowardice. Absolutely coward. I mean, I love Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. He's got some cojones, Mike, because he explains how Biden is so corrupted and filthy. Mike, how is the IRS has not arrested Biden and his son? If you owe, Mike, what would happen if you owed the IRS $500,000, Mike? What would they do?
Oh, they would definitely come down on you. No question about it. And it, you know, again, it's very obvious we live in a banana republic where the elites are allowed to just do whatever they want. And it's almost these days like they're trying to rub our noses in it about how corrupt and the whole system has become. It's very, very tiring.
Well, you know, Mike, like I said, I'll leave it at this thought. The IRS stands for one thing and one thing only. I'm sure you know what that is. Or do you?
Enlighten me.
It really sucks, Mike. That's all I can say.
All right. Well, that's a good one. Got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Einstein once said, Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
And welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the phones here, story just now came on in. President Biden has authorized the Pentagon to mobilize up to 3,000 military reservists for duty in Europe. And what this tells us is the active duty military is already stretched to its limit. And of course, Biden doesn't dare institute a draft before next year's election. But this is really getting out of control. All right. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm live right now, Mike.
Yes, you're live and on the air.
I didn't hear the noise. I wanted to answer Tom's question about how these people get away with doing these things, destroying the country. It's simple. It's a big club, and we ain't in it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all there is to it. They can do what they want. They've got safeguards. They run it all. And that's it. So, you know, your country's well-armed. You know what you got to do. And that's all I got to say, Mike. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. You've got it. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What is it on my mind, young man? And a big shout-out to Ms. Claire.
Okay.
To start off with is, oh gosh, I can't believe they're going to end up doing more weaponry to Ukraine, for that matter, with Zelensky and so forth, if not him. As far as this whole thing you mentioned about a while back about that that scientific community wants to put a big disc out in the space or whatever around the Earth to bounce sun rays back away from the Earth or whatever to prevent climate change, I have a sentiment for you. It's bad enough. I know you mentioned, alluded to this a long time ago. It's bad enough that they're doing seeding in the atmosphere. You're supposedly bring rain to this area, that rain to the area, and so forth, weather-wise.
Yes.
But it's gotten overly abused to the point that the weather systems are all screwed up, dare I say.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Well, she can really kick down when she wants to, and believe me, if humanity doesn't stop mucking around with her system, she's going to end up doing just that. And she's waiting for the children to stop and behave themselves, for that matter. She's getting fed up with it. But anyway, as far as the disc is concerned, I'm reminded of the film Geostorm. That was,
yes.
I don't remember what year it was that it came out, but it was almost along the same line, except for one problem. That basically, the technology they use in Geostorm was used to adversely affect people in various parts of the world, regardless of where it was, and to the point that various government officials decided to use it to their advantage against the people, depending on what was going on, to the point of actually using the technology against fellow politicians. And I thought, you know, that's really perverted to start with. Anyway, to say the least, the whole idea of putting a disc out there, the scientific community, I know they can afford to do it, you know, but that doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean that it is a proper thing to do. The Earth has to go through its cycle as far as heating, chilling out, and so forth is concerned. So stop messing with the system. Nothing was wrong with it before. There's nothing wrong with it now. Just stop mucking with it. And as far as the technology goes, spend that money on something viable that helps humanity instead of putting something out in space that's going to end up being junk or whatever. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure that since they've had the International Space Station out circling around the Earth, they've been able to build this so-called disk that they want to focus light from the sun back towards the sun or out in space away from the Earth. So chances are they've already got it built. The thing is that people are not aware of it. It's already probably out in space already. So the question is...
That would be a very, very large surface area, and, you know, sky watchers would have seen it. I remember when I was a kid,
maybe,
one of the early passive communication satellites put up was called Echo, and it was basically a big Mylar balloon. It was about... It was really quite large, and it, boy, was it visible. When it came on over, you knew exactly what you were looking at. And in order to have a significant impact on sunlight, we're talking about something that's going to be miles in circumference, and there'd be no hiding
that.
Yeah, there'd be no hiding
that. Then, for such a Mylar balloon that you just alluded to, I wonder how many fighter jets they had to scramble to go and shoot the bloody thing down. Yes,
Echo re-entered and burned up, you know,
I know. I'm alluding to the fiasco with the stupid balloon deal that crossed over the U.S. and
took
forever.
I got that.
Yeah. Anyway, meanwhile, I have a green olive that's not rainbow-colored with my margarita meanwhile, dear. Have fun. Later.
All right. Thanks a lot. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, Japan is getting ready to dump what they call treated radioactive water from the Fukushima plant into the ocean. This is very, very controversial, but they're really in kind of a tight... Oh, we got to take a break for commercials again. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Got to put up the pat. Sorry about that. I'm multitasking here. Anyway, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And we were starting to talk about the Fukushima and this huge store of radioactive water. And Fukushima, it's a mess. You know, the so-called ice wall didn't work. And it really is a huge mess. And that's why earlier I said, I think Fukushima is going to be the world's worst nuclear catastrophe, and they get the gold medal, and Chernobyl's going to have to take the silver. And so it's a really controversial decision, but what else are they going to do? They have literally run out of places to store this water, and the thinking is that if they dump it in the ocean and it basically disperses across the entire Pacific Ocean, well, then the radiation will fall to harmless levels. And there's always a little radiation in ocean water. There's always a little radiation around you. Your bones give off a little bit of radiation, so forth and so on. But the problem is that if they dump the water into the ocean and it contaminates a fish, that fish will be just as radioactive on the other side of the ocean as it is near Japan. And because of that, Hong Kong is saying that if Fukushima dumps the water into the ocean, they will institute a ban on all Japanese seafood heading for China. And I think that would actually be justified and prudent and wise to do. Okay, We have, open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Chris in Utah. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy.
Howdy.
You keep saying that you didn't know how a draft would be legal considering the prohibition against involuntary servitude. I was drafted in 70.
Okay.
They had everybody in formation, and they says, okay, everybody take one step forward. And it took me 30 years to figure out, to find out what that was all about.
That was the swindle, because then they make you, they say, well, you volunteered. You weren't really drafted. When you step forward, that's volunteering, and that's how they evade the 13th Amendment.
Correct. Evidently, you already knew it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Paul in Michigan. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mike. Enjoy the show. I'm calling because I believe that Turkey should be replaced by Sweden in NATO, and here is why. I don't know if you're aware of this or if your listeners are aware of this, but the very first Holocaust in the 20th century was not in World War II. It was in the early 1900s when the Ottoman Empire of Turkey massacred 2 million Armenian Catholics.
Yes.
And I don't think they were ever paid for their sins in that debacle. So... have you ever heard of it, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. And the Ottoman Empire at that time was of the Muslim faith. When Turkey was originally put into NATO, they had a secular government at the time, but now they're back to under Erdogan, Muslim empire again. So, Turkey has proven they are no friends of any Christian countries in NATO. So that's why I believe they should be replaced by Sweden. What do you think?
Well, it's an interesting theory. I know that the Armenian genocide is sort of hushed up and covered up because for political reasons, everyone wants to focus on the genocide against the Jews in World War II. It's hardly a unique phenomenon. I mean, look at what Pol Pot did in Cambodia to the intellectual class. So these things do happen a lot. And it's important to remember that prior to every genocide of the 20th century, there was a gun ban imposed on the targeted population.
Wow. I did not know that. That's pretty interesting. Okay, that's all I had, unless you got anything else.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And let's see, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And let's get back to some other news here. All righty, out in Las Vegas. Now, they got just a little bit of news the other day. With this guy who was up in a hotel with a hostage situation, and he threw a TV out the window, and a lot of news. But there was another incident as well. There was a gunman wearing a helmet and carrying an AR-15-style rifle, and he basically was walking into an upscale Las Vegas apartment complex, but he didn't get very far because an armed employee of the building basically dropped him in his tracks. Now, the corporate media is, of course, ignoring this story because they don't want anybody thinking that you have a right to self-defense and that, armed good guys are an effective deterrent to the armed bad guys. They want everybody to say, oh, we're going to trust the police here and we're going to turn in our guns. And, that way the bad guys won't have any guns. But, they've had a war on drugs for, 40 years? And the drugs are still pouring on into this country. If they declare guns to be illegal, there's still going to be guns coming into this country, and only the bad guys will have them. All righty. Now, over in Kansas, a state judge has ordered Kansas to stop allowing trans-identifying individuals to change their sex on the driver's licenses. And, that would be a good thing. Oh, All righty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Actually, there's a show Bruce brought up, RT News, that I watched the shows on there. There's one called Operatus, Modus Operandi with someone Chan. But she interviewed a Russian scientist. It's actually an interesting show about hypersonic missiles.
Yes.
And the it's called Battlefield Game Changers, Hypersonic Missiles. It's the first show if you go to shows. But I was going to ask you, I don't know anything about plasma, but he said, I mean, the Russians are massively advanced in the missile technology. And he
yes,
said
they
these
are.
Hypersonic... Yeah, and basically America would just be totally destroyed right now. They can't stop them with any of our anti-missile stuff or anything. He said they fly in a cocoon of plasma, and I didn't know what
that
even
means. Okay, well, let's get a definition out there for you. A plasma is any material that has been heated to the point where it sheds its outer shell of electrons. And it's very, very high temperatures. And there's actually a plasma generated by spacecraft re-entering the Earth's atmosphere because of the heat and pressure involved there. And if you'll remember, in the early days of American spaceflight, returning spacecraft would go through a radio dead zone. That's when the plasma was surrounding the spacecraft and radio energy could not get in or out. And so the fact that these hypersonic missiles are surrounded by plasma means they are invisible to radar.
Wow, okay. So if you just heat something up enough, it will shed the electrons, I guess. And then,
yep.
So I wonder if the missile has a heater or they're just going so fast it generates that heat.
I imagine they can generate it just from the speed they're going at because, some of them are going at about one-third orbital speed.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. It's an interesting show. It was this week's show on there, and I thought you might know about plasma because I'm still trying to figure out. There's another radio show I listen to, White Rabbit Radio, but he says... 98% of the universe is plasma, basically, something like that, as far as if you look at outer space and stuff like that.
Okay.
So plasma is an interesting topic, I guess. I got to study it. So, anyway, thanks. That makes a lot of sense, what you're saying. All right, thanks. Taking the call.
Okay, all righty. Let's see, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to this transgender nonsense, and that's exactly what it is here. Megan Rapinoe, who is a soccer player, far left, says that she's okay with the idea of men competing for the U.S. women's soccer team, and that we should include biological men on the U.S. women's national soccer squad, which, of course, would give them an advantage over other teams. And Rapinoe is going to be retiring at the end of the season, so it's not like she's going to have to compete against them here. All righty. Now, out in Ohio, hang on just a second, clear this away. Columbus City Schools, the largest school district in Ohio, spent over $24,000 on consultants to give teachers presentations on how to hide the gender identity of students from their parents, and taught about cis privilege and claimed that children are not too young to talk about gender. I mean, they're really selling this agenda as hard as they can here. Meanwhile, out in California, there was a bill before the assembly that would prohibit school boards from excluding books that contain diverse perspectives, which is a very polite way of saying critical race theory, gender ideology, basically porn. And after passing the state assembly in May, it's advancing to the legislature here. And, yeah, they're really trying to force this stuff into the school. You have to wonder why. You know, what? There's all this sexualization of children. At the same time, we see a booming industry in trafficking children for sexual purposes. It's like, you know, the mafia really has succeeded in taking control of this country. All righty. Now, not having learned anything from Bud Light or any of these other companies, Maybelline has teamed up with a cross-dressing male TikTok influencer, Ryan Vita, to try and promote women's makeup. And this guy, like, has a full beard, and he's in this video where he's modeling his favorite shades of lipstick and lip gloss, of course, all made by Maybelline. And Maybelline is owned by Francis L'Oreal, posted the video on its official Instagram account. Now, the company actually had previously partnered with Dylan Mulvaney, who also pushes Maybelline products on social media alongside Bud Light. Now, liberals have lashed out at CNN because when they were doing a report on Dylan Mulvaney, they referred to Dylan as he twice during the broadcast, and CNN has now officially apologized for doing that. It really has reached absurd proportions on this thing. Now, this is a little bit scary. Okay, the Seattle Public School System is offering free sex change services to students as young as 13 without telling the parents. Okay, the Nova Wellness Center and Mini Health Center offer gender reaffirming care, including hormone blocking medications and referrals for sex change surgeries, which are available to middle and high school students in Seattle public schools. Maybe this is part of the depopulation agenda. You know, transgenderism is making sterilization of the population trendy and fashionable and hip here. Now, over in Virginia, there was a recent situation where a transgender male was using the women's locker room and showering, totally nude with all the male plumbing showing. One of the girls complained and was accused of hate speech, and the school has now come on out saying that if girls are uncomfortable showering with biological males, they're the problem. Not the biological males using the female's locker room and shower. It's the females in the female shower room objecting to the biological males. And it's absurd. It is absolutely absurd. I remember I was in school, you know, the biological boys and the biological girls were kept very separate. And, you know, if you'd walked into the wrong room, then you'd get called to the principal's office real quick on that one. Now, over in Tennessee, they have a law that protects children from life-altering transgender surgeries, and apparently an appeals court overruled a federal judge's ruling that blocked the law's prohibition of giving kids cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers, and so the Tennessee law is now in effect. That's good news for the Tennessee parents here. Now, Biden's National Institutes of Health is reportedly set to spend over $3 million to bankroll an expansion of mutilating transgender interventions for minors. They've already paid out nearly $2 million on the project. The Daily Wire reported yesterday that the so-called Trans-NIH Research Support Agreement guarantees $3 million in funding from the NIH to Brigham and Women's Hospital and Children's Hospital Corporation, which operates under the business name Boston's Children's Hospital. And so, yeah, it's all about the Benjamin. Gender dysphoria is something that happens to everybody when they're growing up. And, you know, it's defined as a mental illness by the American Psychiatric Association. But the vast majority of kids grow out of it. And the medical industrial complex has said, oh, here's an opportunity. We'll say that gender dysphoria is a very real situation, and we'll sell treatments and surgeries for it. And, of course, the big secret that is all these people who get to the other side of these transitions and realize it was the biggest mistake, and they try and go on back and warn other people off and say, you know, on top of everything, I can never have children. And, you know, they don't get any media coverage on this one. So let's see. This is kind of a weird one. Over in Great Britain, okay, British parents could be prosecuted for refusing to pay for transgender treatments. In other words, in the United Kingdom, okay? There is this law that limits parental authority in gender cases, but forces parents to pay for said transitioning. So basically, under the interpretation put forward by police, parents who refuse to use the alternative pronouns for their children or pay to refuse to pay for transitioning can be criminally prosecuted. I mean, that is just absolutely over the line at this particular point. Now, there is a former LGBT activist is now speaking out against grooming and transgenderism. This is Kay Yang. She was on Fox News recently. She was talking about her former job doing outreach to kindergarten through 12th grade on gender ideology. And she said, I was hired to conduct LGBT community outreach and education. I thought, wow, I want to help people who are being marginalized, who are being oppressed. I don't think anyone should be discriminated against. And then she said, I had no idea what I was doing at the time. I was being used as a Trojan horse for this huge marketing campaign for gender ideology. I didn't know what was going on that was normalizing these policies. Oh, break time.
Monthly newspaper published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading The Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And welcome back to our show here, last segment of the program today, and basically the end of that story about The former groomer is saying that, it's all a big marketing campaign to make a bunch of money treating gender dysphoria as if it's a curable. Well, they're not curing it. They're saying you're imagining you're a girl, we'll make you a girl. Sort of, kind of, maybe, except you won't be able to reproduce anymore. Getting on to the climate scandal, there was an article that came on out of Exposé News, and it's talking about how the climate crisis is returning. Now that the pandemic is over, COVID's gone down, everybody's lost interest in that. So they're coming back with, you know, the climate crisis and, you know, the dangers of too much CO2, forgetting that CO2 is actually plant food. And with all this talk about famine, you'd think that having a little more CO2 in the atmosphere might be a good thing because it makes the plants grow larger, faster, and produce more crop. In fact, commercial greenhouses deliberately add CO2 to the interior for just that purpose. So anyway, over in the United Kingdom, the official weather agencies were out there declaring that the June's average temperature was the hottest since records began. And once again, a fact check shows, no, that was not accurate because it didn't get as warm as 1956 or 1976 when it was actually a little bit hotter. But they're still out there trying to sell this idea that the planet is in danger from your icky poo human beings, and only by paying more taxes, to save the planet, or depopulating. That's the new one. We've got to reduce the population to save the planet from you humans and stuff. All righty. Now, at a time when the Supreme Court is saying, you know, racial considerations are a bad thing, which I've always agreed with, you know, in college admissions. Out in California, there is a new bill being pushed by Democrats that would force California judges to consider a convicted criminal's race in sentencing to rectify racial bias if it's passed into law. And they're out there screaming, you know, that there's more black people in prison than white. And there's really a simple reason for that, and that is that blacks commit more crimes than white people. So they basically want to say if you're black and you're a criminal, you know, we'll give you a slap on the wrist and you're back out there in the general population here. Okay, let's see. The new hurricane outlook is predicting above average season, and there's already a new storm forming out there in the mid-Atlantic. And getting on back to this hottest day in human history, you know, if you go back in geological time, you will discover we're actually in a very cool period of geological history. The Holocene was a lot warmer than current climate here. And the fact of the matter is that the Earth goes through periods of heating and cooling because the eccentricity of the Earth's orbit changes. And when you have a more elliptical orbit, you get the ice ages. When the orbit becomes more circular, you get the interglacial periods we're in right now. And there is nothing that liberals can do to change that, no matter how many taxes they take. There's the music. It's time to call an end to this show here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafine is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support us during these very, very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.